Our supreme triumph is to be most vividly, most perfectly alive. Our supreme triumph is to be most vividly, most perfectly alive. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Our supreme triumph is to be most vividly, most perfectly alive. Most of the time, we haven't even thought about being alive, much less being vividly, perfectly alive. We haven't thought about it because we just take life as it comes, do things as they happen to us, without too much ado about it, just living and doing the things that we're doing and thinking to ourselves, life is wonderful. But the supreme triumph, what is the supreme triumph? Have we ever thought of that? The supreme triumph of winning a program, of winning tennis matches, of doing excellence in school, of learning things, of being an exquisite musician or artist of any kind? What is your triumph? What would be your supreme triumph? My supreme triumph is to be the ideal human being that I am, or rather, the ideal divine being that I am. How can I triumph at being a divine human being? How can I triumph at being a divine divine? We really haven't thought too much about what it means to be a divine being, to be a human being. We really haven't thought too much of what it means to be. But let's start with the human being. To be a ideal human being, a supreme human being, being it most vividly and most perfectly alive, means that we are living in an ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, how do you live in an ideal spirit, mind, and body? And how do you be supreme in that ideal spirit, body, mind, and body? How do you be vividly and perfectly alive? Well, it doesn't take much for us to think about that. For us to think about being perfectly alive, vividly alive, wonderfully, dynamically alive. Can I say right now, every organ, action, and function of my body is absolutely perfect? Can I say right now that every organ, action, and function of my body is ideal? Can I say right now that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Can I say that every thought that I think is an ideal, beautiful, wonderful thought? Can I say that everything that I do is uplifting? Everything I do is rewarding? Everything I do is exciting and beautiful and wonderful? Can I say that my life is the expression of all that is good and beautiful? Can I say that? Can I say that everything that I do in my life makes me happy? Can I say every thought that I think makes me happy? Can I say that every person that I look at, whom I have created, every person I look at is a beautiful expression of love and peace and honor and joy? Can I say that? Well, I truly can. I truly can, and I truly do. It's a matter of building up a habit of living in my divine self, building up a habit of being the ideal human being. The ideal human being is a person that is very much loved by himself, very much delighted by himself. The ideal human being does not live to satisfy other people. The ideal human being does not live to make other people happy or to make the world better. The ideal human being does not find great pleasure in going around doing nice things for others. The ideal human being does not live its life for the purpose of satisfying the desires and the joys and the peace and the happiness of other people. The ideal human being is one who lives its own life to the highest and fullest, vividly, perfectly alive, delighting in every moment of its life, having every thought that it thinks be a thought of perfection, of joy, of harmony, of peace. Every attitude that it has is an attitude of oneness with the allness of the universe. Every attitude is an attitude of peace and love for itself, peace and joy for itself, completion of every desire that it has for itself alone. It is not looking for others, for if it were to look for others, if it were to look for satisfying others, it is a never-ending job. It is a never-fulfilling job. It is not something that brings happiness into the life of anyone. When I absolutely like myself, and I say, I like me, I like me, I like me, and I say that so strongly and so wonderfully and so beautifully, when I say all is in divine order, it's for me that it's in divine order. I'm not looking for things to be in divine order for the world. I'm not looking for things to be in divine order for the outer. I'm seeing things in divine order in the inner right now, in me, in everything I am and everything I do, in everything I think and everything I desire for myself. For me to have a happy world means the world is happy first within myself. For me to have people living in harmony and peace means for me to be in harmony and peace first within myself. I cannot find peace and harmony anywhere in the world unless I find it in myself. For that is where it begins, and that is where it always is. The supreme triumph is to be more vividly, more perfectly alive. What does it mean to be more vividly, more perfectly alive? It means to like myself from the very essence of my being. It is to see that everything I think about is a joyous, wonderful, magnificent, uplifting thing. There is no past, no future to anything in my life. There's only the now. I live in the now of that vivid triumph, that vivid perfection, that vivid beingness. That's who I am, and that's what all the world is for me. For I look at the world and I see me. I look at me and I see the world. For who I am and what is about me is a reflection of who I am and what is my reality. That's all that matters. That's all that matters, and that's all that ever could matter or would matter or should matter. It's being me. Being me, being me, being me. Now you see, that's very selfish. No. If I live in my inner self and I say I like me, I say all is in divine order, I say I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, then I will see everything in the world from that perspective. I will see everything in the world vividly, beautifully, perfectly alive. I will see every man, woman, and child. I will see every circumstance on the face of the earth. I will see all in the universe in divine order. And divine order is all that I will ever know. It's all that I will ever be. This is not selfish. This is reality. This is saying, I am divine. This is saying, all is good and very good. This is saying, beauty is all about me. This is saying, our supreme triumph is to be more vividly, more perfectly alive. Can we say, totally alive, fully alive, wonderfully alive? That is our wish and our desire, you might say. But is it really what we are thinking. Everything I do is an expression of love. Everything I do is an expression of the divine within me. Everything I do is an expression of all that is beautiful and all that is good. Everything I do, everything I think, everything I say, everything I do is an expression of the divine in me. How wonderful life is as all the world thinks this way. How wonderful life is as I think this way. For it begins with me and it ends with me. It is my life, it is my world, it is my reality. Our supreme triumph is to be most vividly, most perfectly alive. And I am most vividly, most perfectly alive when I like myself, when I confirm and affirm all is in divine order, when I realize that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, when I know that all the world is my reflection, and my reflection is good, and so the world is good. My reflection is beauty, and the world is beauty. My reflection is peace, and the world is peace. This is where I live. This is my life. This is my belief for myself, and hence my belief for all my creation, all humanity, all life. What better gift could I give to myself than to be my reality? What better gift could I give to myself than to be the truth of who I am? And the truth of who I am is the allness that I am, is the isness that I am, is the oneness that I am. And no greater blessing could ever be bestowed upon me by myself than that. And my world is that reflection now.